Chapter 21. Trust God Completely. Many people become confused when they are afraid. They are unable to think clearly. Satan wants you to be confused. God does not want you to be confused. You should be like the psalmist who said, quote, "In you, O Lord, do I put my trust and confidently take refuge. Let me never be put to shame or confusion." Unquote. Psalm 71, verse 1, Amplified. You will never be confused if you take refuge in God. God will protect you and watch over you if you place all your trust and confidence in Him. Quote, "God is not the author of confusion, but of peace." Unquote. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 33, King James. Satan is the author of confusion. God is the author of peace. You should focus continually on God whenever you are tempted to be confused. You should be like the Apostle Paul who said, quote, "I have learned how to be content, satisfied to the point where I am not disturbed or disquieted, in whatever state I am." Unquote. Philippians 4, verse 11, Amplified. Paul said that he had learned how to be calm, quiet, and confident regardless of the circumstances he faced. You also can learn to react quietly and confidently in the face of adversity. You should obey the instructions that Paul gave to the Thessalonians when he said, quote, "We beg you, brethren, not to allow your minds to be quickly unsettled or disturbed or kept excited or alarmed." Unquote. 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 1 and 2, Amplified. The word "allow" in this passage of Scripture is very important. You must not permit Satan's demons to influence you in any way to be agitated, worried, or upset. Your Father will be very pleased if you do not give in to the temptation to be worried and afraid. Quote, "A gentle and peaceful spirit, which is not anxious or wrought up, but is very precious in the sight of God." Unquote. 1 Peter 34, Amplified. This verse explains exactly how your Father wants you to react when you are tempted to be afraid. The words "wrought up" in the Amplification mean to be extremely disturbed or excited. Your Father wants you to be calm, quiet, and confident whenever you face adversity. Quote, "Be calm and cool and steady. Accept and suffer unflinchingly every hardship." Unquote. 2 Timothy 4, verse 5, Amplified. The seemingly severity of the problems you face is not as important as your reaction to this adversity. The word "every" in this verse includes whatever problem you face right now. God wants you to be still before Him. Wherever you feel worry, anxiety, and fear coming upon you, slow down, calm down. Hurry is worry in action. Satan wants you to panic, hurry, and rush. Hurry creates stress. If you are hurrying and rushing, you are much more susceptible to fear than if you are calm and quiet. Quote, "Everyone who is impatient and hasty hastens only to want." Unquote. Proverbs 21, verse 5, Amplified. You will block God's mighty power from working in you, through you, and for you if you race ahead of Him. Quote, "Be still and rest in the Lord. Wait for Him and patiently lean yourself upon Him. Fret not yourself." Unquote. Psalm 37, verse 7, Amplified. God once again instructs you to be still. He wants you to rest in Him for as long as He requires you to wait. He does not want you to be frustrated by the circumstances you face. He wants you to focus continually on His indwelling presence and on the promises He has given you in His Word. He wants you to wait patiently for Him without fretting. You should trust completely in Jesus Christ and the total victory that He won at Calvary. Jesus said, quote, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden and overburdened, and I will cause you to rest. I will ease and relieve and refresh your souls." Unquote. Matthew 11, verse 28. If you are laboring with heavy burdens, you are instructed to come to Jesus. He invites you to rest in Him by letting go of the heavy burdens. You will not be worried and afraid if you obey these specific instructions. You will be refreshed because you will not attempt to carry the burdens that some people think they must carry. You will enter the rest that God has provided for you as you rest in Him and trust Him. Quote, "We who have believed, adhered to and trusted and relied on God do enter that rest." Unquote. Hebrews 4 verse 3, Amplified. This verse tells you that you enter God's rest by obeying the instructions in His Word and trusting completely in Him. Satan wants you to struggle and strain because you think you must do everything yourself. Your Father wants you to be calm, quiet, and confident because you trust Him completely. Quote, "He who has once entered God's rest also has ceased from the weariness and pain of human labors." Unquote. Hebrews 4 verse 10, Amplified. Some people are so preoccupied with the problems they face that their minds never rest. They are constantly agitated. These people are making the same mistake that the Israelites made in the wilderness many years ago. Moses was commissioned by God to lead 2 million Israelites through the wilderness from Egypt to the Promised Land. The Israelites became very frustrated in the wilderness. God told them to trust Him, but they disobeyed His instructions. They complained continually. You have seen that the Israelites went around in circles in the wilderness for 40 years because of their fear, doubt, unbelief, and complaining. They took 40 years to complete a journey that would have been completed in 2 weeks. Your Father does not want you to make the same mistake the Israelites made. He does not want you to be worried, fearful, and afraid. He does not want you to complain. You cannot enter the rest that God provided for you if you do not cease from your anxious labors and learn to simply rest in God. Quote, "And to whom did He swear that they should not enter His rest, but to those who disobeyed, who had not listened to His word, and who refused to be compliant or be persuaded?" So we see that they were not able to enter into His rest because of their unwillingness to adhere to and trust in and rely on God. Unbelief had shut them out. Unquote. Hebrews 3, verse 18 and 19, Amplified. God offered His supernatural rest to the Israelites when they were in the wilderness. The Israelites did not enter God's rest because they hardened their hearts. You must not make this mistake. You enter God's rest now through the complete work of Jesus Christ on the cross. You enter God's rest now by releasing all of your worries to God, by not striving, but by living in the peace of God. Today, the rest of God is yours if you release all that you are to God in Christ Jesus. If you do not trust God, your fear, worry, doubt, and unbelief will prevent you from entering God's rest. Quote, while the promise of entering His rest still holds and is offered today, let us be afraid to distrust it, lest any of you should think that He has come too late and has come too short of reaching it. For indeed we have the glad tidings, Gospel of God, proclaimed to us just as truly as they, the Israelites of old, did when the good news of deliverance from bondage came to them. But the message they heard did not benefit them, because it was not mixed with faith, with the leaning of the entire personality on God, in absolute trust and confidence in His power, wisdom, and goodness, by those who heard it. Unquote. Hebrews 4, verse 1 and 2, Amplified. The rest that is yours today is the finished work of the cross of Jesus Christ. You can live in God's perfect peace, the rest of God. Jesus Christ took upon Himself all of the sin of the world. He instructs you to place all your burdens upon Him. Then you will live in God's rest. You are instructed to trust God completely. If you do, you will enter the supernatural rest that He has provided for you. Quote, let us therefore be zealous and exert ourselves and strive diligently to enter that rest of God, to know and experience it for ourselves, that no one may fall or perish by the same kind of unbelief and disobedience into which those in the wilderness fell. Unquote. Hebrews 4, verse 11, Amplified. Are you determined to do exactly what your Father has instructed you to do and to enter His rest? Pursue God's rest. As you meditate upon God's Word, be thinking about how Jesus Christ has made the way for you to live in His perfect peace. Enjoy His Word. See 2 Corinthians 4, verse 16, and Ephesians 4, verse 23. Focus upon living a stress-free life, which is only possible when you abide in Christ Jesus. Savor God's promises to you. See Joshua 1, verse 8, and Psalm 1, verse 1 through 3. You will not fail because of unbelief and disobedience, the way the Israelites failed. You must not try to fight battles that God will fight for you. Quote, the battle is not yours, but God's. Unquote. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 15, King James. Some Christians make a major mistake when they face severe problems because they try to do God's job for Him. The more you attempt to fight battles by yourself, the more fear will be able to obtain a foothold in your mind and your heart. Hezekiah was the king of Judah for 29 years, from 724 to 695 BC. Hezekiah faced a great deal of adversity when he was king. He knew that he had to trust God to fight and win the battles that his army faced. Quote, with Him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. And the people relied on the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. Unquote. 2 Chronicles 32, verse 8, Amplified. The words, an arm of flesh, refer to fighting battles with the limitation of your human abilities. You have seen that God is with you always. Your Father wants to help you. He wants to fight your battles for you. He wants you to trust Him totally, completely, and absolutely. Quote, the Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace and remain at rest. Unquote. Exodus 14, verse 14, Amplified. These words that Moses spoke to the Israelites many years ago apply to you today. You know that God is always with you. He wants you to have absolute faith that He will fight for you if you will let go and trust Him completely. Quote, "The Lord your God is the one that goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you victory." Unquote. Deuteronomy 20, verse 4, NIV. The last two chapters have been filled with instructions from the Word of God that repeatedly tell you that you must not struggle and strain to carry burdens that Jesus Christ will carry for you. Your Father wants you to be calm, quiet, and confident when you face difficult problems. He wants you to rest in Him and trust Him completely.